Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Ron with me from Intertel. We're going to have some exciting news and maybe some safety tips that might help you save your stuff. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Now, Intertel, I mean, y'all have been around. We just heard your commercial on the radio since 1984.
Yep, it's been almost 31 years now.
See, I opened in 1985, so we're right behind you.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure there was a good, safe place to open a business, and so we waited till you open first.
There you go. That's great.
That's a pretty cool, the different things that have happened and what's gone on and stuff. Let's talk just a little bit. How has the security business changed in that time?
Well, you know, we used to refer to alarms as burglar alarms, and I think that's kind of a dated term because nowadays your security is integrated with your automation. And so now the security system does so much more than just notify you when something bad happens. The security systems now can do notifications. So let's say, you know, somebody, your housekeeper comes in, you can be given a text message to let you know that she's actually, or he's been there at the house. And then when they leave, it can notify you by text message to know when they leave. So there's all this different.
How cool is that?
Interactive technology.
I mean, I know the different things where you can just do it from your phone and turn it on for your phone, turn it off from your phone, and all the different things like that. And when y'all do the system, do y'all do the smart houses?
We do. We do. And to give you an example, like when I leave my house, you know, I'll arm my alarm system, and what it does is it locks my doors, it turns my lights off, and then it sets my temperature from 72 to 78 degrees. So there's a degree of savings on energy, too.
Now, when you do an, let's talk, I know a lot of the new constructions, in fact, everything I've been involved with, y'all have been out there and pre-wired them.
Right.
So I know that's a lot easier because obviously the studs are showing. But what about existing homes? Is that a big deal?
No, because most of the stuff now is wireless. So we can go in and we really don't even have to get in the attics anymore because we do everything down in the house. And so it's a lot more, a lot easier as far as installation.
Okay, but y'all are doing way more than just security too now, though.
Yeah, we do the audio video stuff. Basically, we do home theater, music throughout the house, that kind of thing.
So kind of a whole deal. I went to see one, and in fact, a buddy of mine who used to work for y'all and did help me in our office. One huge thing, and I just came back from Chicago and Washington, and one of their main things was security, with realtor security.
Right.
You know, especially you have women that meet somebody at a vacant house. You know, there's some bad scenarios.
Sure.
And everybody said, well, that didn't happen in San Angelo. And I was one of those people, to be honest with you. And Joe said, well, you know what? But you don't want to be the first one it happens to in San Angelo either, do you?
Right, exactly.
And I thought, wow. And so if y'all did a security system in my office.
Right.
I don't know how to work it. I'll just tell you that. You know? But I'm going to tell you this. To give you an idea, let's just say I have somebody call and they call one of our realtors, especially one of our lady realtors, and they say, we want to meet you. So tell them to come by the office. When they pull up to the office, there's a camera there.
Right.
And it records that car.
Right.
So I'm thinking if somebody wasn't the kind of person that we normally deal with in West Texas, they're probably not going to pull to the front of my office and have their car and their license plate on a camera.
Right.
Because it records it. And somebody says, and we also have it on our back doors and our front door. So I think, you know, when somebody comes in or does something wrong, and one of my buddies that has a real estate company down the street, they came in his front door and stole his TV right off the wall.
Right.
So we didn't want any of that. And they said, well, Scott, well, what do you just watch this tape? I'll be honest with you, I've never watched the tape. But here's why. I don't have to. The only time I guess you'd really want to watch it if something bad happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
but it's there to prevent maybe from bad happening.
Right. And what we have now is, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't have people requesting cameras at their houses, that kind of thing. But today, because we're in a connected world, if you look at all the cell phone manufacturers and what they've done with smartphones, connecting people constantly with the communication, people want that for their homes too. They want to be able to look in, see their house when they're on vacation. They want to be able to be connected to that home and know that things are secure.
Or in some cases, if you still have teenage kids at the house,
yeah,
when you're away, to make sure that there's not a lot of people at your house.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that that we can do is we can send push notifications, which I think is kind of neat because let's say a liquor cabinet opens that shouldn't open. Well, that could be a text message to Dad to say, hey, you know what? Something happened that shouldn't be happening. Those kinds of things are very...
That wouldn't happen when the parents are out of town.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, this is pretty cool stuff, folks. Not only, and I still think San Angelo, for the most part, is a safe town.
It is.
And we have good people, and we have that. But, you know, and I always say that, you know, if you keep an honest man honest, put a lock on him. But anybody that really wants to get in, they can get in. So, but I'm thinking with a security system, especially the technology you have now, this truly is a deterrent.
Oh, absolutely. It starts with a sign in the front yard that says I have a security system. Then it goes to the perimeter of the house, which is the door contacts, and 50% of break-ins come through the front door. So people are bold when they do this type of thing. But like you say, San Angelo is a safe town, but you'd be surprised at the things that happen, and it's unsettling.
Well, and again, I'm going to say, you don't want to be the first example in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
So, well, nobody's ever broke in here until now.
Right.
You don't want to be the till now either. And believe it. So it's all wireless. So that's going to be way easy to install now.
It is. It takes less time, less labor. And what's great is these panels are so much more intuitive. They're easier to operate. They don't require, a person to have to go to school to realize how to operate them. They have what's called scenes built into the panels so that if you hit one button, it'll trigger a sequence of events. So it can lock doors, control lights, control your thermostat, all from one button.
Well, I know a good friend of mine in fact, y'all did a system. It's in Bentwood, and they have it, and he travels a lot. And it's what he does for a living. I mean, he's gone. But he can literally turn his lights on. He was in Washington with me. What are you doing? He goes, I'm switching the lights on around my house.
Right.
So basically turning some off and turning some on. So if somebody really was checking his house out,
right.
I think he was just showing off his new toy.
Sure.
He just did it because I don't think he really was that worried about it. I think he was just showing, hey, Scott, let me show you what I can do. But it was pretty cool because I guess he was turning on like the kitchen lights and turning off the bedroom lights or something. If you're watching his house, I guess you'd say, somebody is in there turning lights on and off.
Yeah, well, when I'm out of town, I get a degree of security just from the event log. I can look in and see if my wife has turned on the security system at night, and if they haven't, then I can go in there and give them a call, or I can arm the system myself remotely. So it's real convenient.